This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
yes, now you're gone. And from this moment on, I'll be crying.
The supporters there at Clinton headquarters, listening intently as the results come in.
People have stunned expressions on their faces.
Some of the people looked almost crestfallen.
The long faces at this viewing party here.
A number of supporters have left in tears.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying?
Yeah, like there's no crying in politics. All right, folks, you know it. It was a crazy night, and it looks like Donald Trump is the president-elect, and the mainstream media has big GMO eggs all over its face. Ty Bollinger, my friend, did you predict this would happen? I was cautiously optimistic that the mainstream media definitely had it wrong, but the question was, how would it manifest?
I actually did predict this, but at the same time, while it was happening, it was surreal, and I kept thinking there's no way this is going to happen. There's no way they're going to let this happen. As a matter of fact, at the very end of the night, and I was talking to Super Don about this before the show, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30 in the morning, they still haven't called, and you're like, come on, call it. What are they doing behind the scenes? Why are they not calling this? Eventually they called Pennsylvania. Trump was over the 270 and, you know, he's president-elect. Awesome. I mean, it was an awesome feeling. Brianna and Bryce were up with me and Charlene. We stayed up until the wee hours of the morning because this, to be honest, was about, this is about the biggest election that we've seen in our lifetime, I believe.
Well, and the most, telling in terms of the cluelessness of the mainstream media. Whether they were just putting forth an agenda that they actually believed or whether they were trying to create reality because they had hoped. But, the reality of what we're doing here in the new media, and we're going to be joined momentarily by Jeffrey Jackson, independent reporter as well, is that they don't talk to real people anymore. They live in their own little vacuum world, and they can try and paint reality all they want about what Trump is, what it isn't, or what the average American is or isn't. And the people are going, you know what? I'm done talking and listening to you. I'm going to do what I think is right. And that's what they did resoundingly in this election. Jeffrey Jackson, the rise of the new media. That's been a theme every time we have you on. Do we have Jeffrey Jackson? Pot him up. All right, never mind.
There he is.
We'll get him there. Jeffrey, you with us?
We got him. We got Jeffrey. JJ.
All right, same question.
All right, fine.
Fine, be that way. No.
Look, RSV, here's what struck me is just interesting is it, as they would pan over to, and that was an appropriate opening clip that Superdome put together by the way, great job, because as they would pan over to the Hillary crowd during the night, I mean, literally, you thought that their children had just been killed or something, just some kind of an atrocity had just happened. There was literally weeping and gnashing of teeth at that point. It was terrible. I just don't understand how somebody could have been so supportive of Hillary. I wonder if the sadness was because they just hate Trump so much as opposed to the fact that, that Hillary wouldn't get in. Because I just don't understand how you could really support someone that's a criminal and a felon.
TMB, you're right to bring that up, because it's one thing to have an ideological worldview that differs from someone else, right? We can still be buddies with people that are, you know, that believe differently than us. That's not a problem. But when they support a criminal, you know, you begin to go, wait a second, there's some kind of disconnect here. Because, you know, whether we agree with a Bernie Sanders, the guy had a passion. He seemed to have integrity in his beliefs for the most part, commitment, until the point where he had to endorse the woman that was engaged in a deception and an attack on him. And the DNC complied and the media complied. And then if any of his supporters, and I think this was one of the death knell for Hillary Clinton's campaign, ultimately, when you look back and they evaluate this, will be not because the leftists all voted for Trump necessarily, but they certainly didn't show up for Hillary in the numbers they expected, because they realized this Hillary is not of our political ideology anyway, and they destroyed the one guy who we thought was.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree completely, Robert. And, you know, I think back to 2008 when Barack Obama was elected the first time. And, you know, at that point, he was ideologically, I was pretty much opposite almost everything he stood for. But the reality was at that point, you know, before he was elected, now we know a lot more about him. But at that point, he was a relatively nice guy, well-spoken. Didn't really have many skeletons in the closet per se. I mean, just totally opposite what I believe in, you know, politically, and socially and so forth. We have just opposite positions on everything, but relatively nice guy. And so he got elected. I was like, well, you know what? Democrat made it in, don't agree with anything, but you know, not a big deal, because that's what the people have voted for, and they supported him in large numbers.
Yeah.
Hillary is exactly the opposite. I mean, they may hold a lot of the same positions, but just from a skeletons in the closet perspective, and just from a personal perspective, she's a very, very unlikable person.
Yeah, and the things that have been ascribed to their behavior, that have been witnessed and written about, and of course on and on with the WikiLeaks, I think, you know, again, there was a growing cascade of those who said, you know what, I can't even hold my nose and vote for her at this point.
Yeah.
And again, remember that it isn't just along ideological lines that this election happened. There's a general disgust and distrust from the left and the right on government. And you know, Trump, let's face it, he's the agent of change. We still don't know all of his positions on everything. I think we're clear that he loves America. He loves what it stands for. And, you know, people might disagree with the way he wants to go about doing things. We don't know what he's going to do totally. But at the same time, he wasn't, you know, utilizing government to enrich himself in the same way Hillary Clinton did after they left office. So there were some real clear distinctions in terms of things that go beyond ideology.
Yeah, there really were, and you're right. We don't understand exactly how some of Trump's positions are going to play out, but I am confident of several things. I'm confident he's going to lower taxes, which is great to stimulate the economy, which we need. I'm confident that he's going to give us much more health freedom than Hillary would have, especially when it comes to vaccines.
Yes.
I'm confident that Trump is dead set on protecting our border, and those are things that are huge to me.
Yeah.
Those are things that he should be doing, and I don't think that he's as much of a war hawk as Hillary is. Hillary was much more like a Republican than Trump in that
neocon.
Aspect.
Yeah, you're right.
A neocon.
And the thing is, you know, Putin is a negotiator. This guy knows business. He knows government. He knows the world. You can't fool Putin. And I think Hillary believes that she's above everyone and could do that. And Putin didn't respect her. With Trump, he's got a negotiator he can go head to head with, and he respects that. They may disagree on ideologies and you know, but the point is, you know what you're dealing with, and you're less likely to get into a fracas known as World War III. I believe that as well. And you said it for me, and a number one priority for many Americans this cycle, not the ones that are covered in the mainstream news, but was the issue of vaccine mandates. With Hillary Clinton, you had a federal push to mandate vaccines for everyone without escape clauses. With Donald Trump, you will not have that. I am confident. I'm comfortable in saying that, because he knows about the danger of vaccines. He's seen what it does to children, and he's under no illusion that they are safe and effective necessarily.
Yeah, I agree. That, and that, when we were down a couple of weeks ago in Atlanta together, that's one of the things that I said from the stage. I said, this, to me, it's a one-issue election, and that's vaccine freedom. And that's why Trump's the only candidate for me, because he will give us vaccine freedom. I also, if you remember, spoke in jest about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, it being not affordable and you get no care. But that's another thing that I'm confident Trump is going to get rid of that and replace it with something that's at least decent. Yeah. Let the market decide instead of let the government decide.
How about some freedom? How about some freedom? Yeah. We're going to try to get Jeffrey Jackson back in soon. But, you know, if you say that, got freedom, tried freedom, remember, we've been told by the mainstream media that freedom was tried and it didn't work. That's why we need more government intervention. And this hasn't been exclusively a Democrat thing. The Republicans, starting with Nixon, with HMOs and the things that developed from there, the mandatory participation in the medical monopoly started back in 1910 with the Flexner Report. Ty Bollinger knows it. RSB knows it. We put it together in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. We've lectured on it together. And this is important to understand. Remember, folks, in 2010, when Obama got Obamacare and he congratulated all of his supporters, we don't believe he necessarily knew why he used the term 100 years in the making, but it referenced only one thing that happened 100 years earlier, and that is the Flexner Report. So we have somebody that's not going to mandate vaccines in the White House now. That is a big sigh of relief for so many families who are dealing with vaccine-injured or even vaccine-killed children. Yep. And you can't overstate the importance of that.
It is. That's huge. And you know something else? Look at who were the potential first spouses? Melania Trump or Bill Clinton? Okay? I tell you what. And I hope that this doesn't come across wrong, but I would much rather have Melania Trump in there as the first lady than Bill Clinton as the first man, in light of the fact that he is a known rapist. I can't imagine putting that man back in the White House.
Yeah, talk to Juanita Broderick if you have a problem with that statement. All right, folks, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show special post-election coverage. And the people have spoken in this case. The mainstream media is left holding what? I don't know what they're holding. Maybe their pants, their underpants, whatever it is.
They're holding their tissues.
Yeah. They're crying. They're sobbing. We've got some more audio. We'll have Jeffrey Jackson, our lovable and humble, independent, intrepid reporter in the field, joining us to talk about what this means, you know, not only for the country and the people in it, but also for the media as we continue to push the envelope of what can be said. And as Tom Woods used to say, discard the 3x5 index cards of allowable speech. Freedom is back. It's in vogue again. We'll see how far it goes, because we'll hold Trump's feet to the fire, too, if he somehow goes astray, because that's what we do. We are equal opportunity freedom lovers. All right. Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, Super Don, Jeffrey Jackson back with us after this break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that, we cherish it. It also enshrines other things. The rule of law, the principle that we are all equal in rights and dignity, freedom of worship and expression. We respect and cherish these values too, and we must defend them.
I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to be harsh to Hillary, but it sounds like she didn't believe a word she read there.
Well, sorry guys, I laughed out loud at that point, and that wasn't on purpose. I hadn't heard all of that speech, and she said the rule of law that right. We are all equal.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
You just deleted
30,000 emails after a subpoena and nothing happened to you? Are you kidding me?
TMB, that was code for Obama, please pardon me. Please pardon me. I'm not going to be president. Please pardon me. All right. I think we got Jeffrey Jackson now. Jeffrey, you with us?
You bet. Hey, guys.
Jeffrey! All right.
What's up, JJ?
Perspective is in order. The new media, the rise of the new media. You are the new media, Jeffrey. So what do you see happened over the last 24 hours?
We are the new media, I think. In the last 24 hours, I think we saw the funeral. It was the procession. That's why all the broadcasters that you played at the beginning were so sad, because they're going to be out of job. I saw the New York Times soliciting for subscriptions on Twitter because to keep up with Trump's presidency. And boy, did they get attacked by some trolls. Some people, Donald, did put that subscription where it belongs. I think you're going to see a lot of people out of jobs. I think people are we've been talking about becoming the media for so long, and that was the exciting thing for me, is I saw people become the media. I saw individual people like me, not me, unfortunately, but I saw individual people like me on Twitter getting millions and millions of people following them just by speaking their mind, by speaking truth. It's amazing. And spinning the media's lies in real time. The second they put out a story, they broke it down with truth and with facts, and they just neutralized it. To use Merck's words, they neutralized the mainstream media. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. It's actually an incredible time in our life to see this happening. I can't say I told you so. My perspective on this was that Trump had way more support than Hillary did. I think that was pretty apparent. But that my concern was that the election would be stolen, that there would be thievery through the machines and other things, and they were trying to keep it like it was close so that they could steal it. And, somehow it didn't happen. Maybe by the grace of God. I don't know. But we're dealing with a potential future that is different than we thought we might be facing today. Yet I know there are other people thinking, oh, my gosh, it's a disaster. Trump's in. But, my goodness, we can dismiss that at this point because those folks don't acknowledge criminal behavior as any problem as long as their ideology is met. We'll move beyond that now. Jeffrey, if we talk about the rise of the new media, the next phase of this, it's obvious, it's apparent. Can they do anything to bring the people back to the mainstream networks?
No, I don't think so. I think they went so far beyond what they should have done trying to cover for this woman. I've been in the stacks of WikiLeaks for 36 days in a row because they release one every day. And the stuff I've read, what's important about WikiLeaks is it's their own word. So people like yourself, and we've all been trying to get people to understand the media is rigged, but it's just me saying stuff to somebody. It's just you saying stuff to somebody. Now people can go read their words and read about how they read the rigging as it's happening, as it was happening through the emails. And what it also does is it lends a historical record. So there's no more memory hole. As long as we have the internet, people can look back and read that rigging. We're not going to lose that to some media spin. So I think it's cemented in there. My challenge and my question to everyone else is, now that we have this breathing space, how do we move this forward? How do we move the ball forward? Sure. We obviously, like you said, we hold Donald's feet to the fire. This guy is not getting off that easy. So
Right. We are not giving anybody a pass here, and that's the point. But it is interesting to note, TMB, as an accountant, in the Clinton versus Trump campaign funds and spending for this election, Trump paid 63% less per electoral vote than Clinton.
Yeah, he only spent a little over $4 a vote, I think.
Incredible. When you talk about the billion that was engaged in fundraising in the Obama years, what does that say as well? Money can't buy an election? Is that possible? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I love it.
All right, folks, back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You ever wondered what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, man, they were dropping F-bombs on Donald Trump at the college campuses. I think I need a safe space, Ty Bollinger. I heard them cussing.
I'm feeling really hurtful here. I'm feeling pretty threatened. I need a safe space, too. Those are really harmful words.
That was definitely some microaggression going on there. I'm not feeling comfortable with that.
Right, microaggression, that's right. Well, we bleeped it out so nobody would get, their ears would hurt too badly. And I know we have kids listening, but really the fear among millennial college students that they need, wow, safe spaces because somebody isn't who they wanted, one. I mean, how are they prepared for life?
I saw something. I just have to interject this. I saw a meme on social media a couple days ago, and it said, you know, 60, 80 years ago, whatever it was, 18-year-olds stormed the beach at Normandy. Today, they need safe spaces from hurtful words.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? We need safe spaces from hurtful vaccines is what we need.
Yeah, we do.
And Sally L. Cordy is a great friend of the program. She's a wonderful activist calling for a moratorium on these things. And she's up in New York City, not far from Donald Trump while he's still there before he moves to D.C. Sally, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. I'm going on Friday back to New York City Hall. We have a monthly stand there for a vaccine-free NYC. And I'm going to invite Donald Trump. I took the platform calling for a moratorium on vaccination nationally and sent that to him, hoping he would make that part of his platform. But I have to say, he actually ran or was going to run prior to this election, but this issue took him down. He had spoken, as he has in the past, about too many vaccines too soon, and he also talked about too many vaccines creating an epidemic of autism. So he's never backed down from that, and even though it got him cast to the wind last time, it didn't. It caught fire this time, and derision and ridicule was not enough to stop him to the point where, as you recall, he got even Ben Carson to come around to say there are too many too soon.
Yeah, as did Rand Paul at that debate. We remember that, Ty. You remember that was huge.
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I learned from our good buddy Casey Krejci just a couple weeks ago when he was up here in Nashville is that he actually flew to D.C. and had a private meeting with Ben Carson about the vaccine issue and presented him with a stack of papers that Barbara Lowe Fisher had given Casey, and that was one of the things that helped bring him around as well.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Again, it was people talking to people. Not waiting for the government to make it official. Remember, official stories are there to protect the officials. And, Sally, you're not protecting the officials. You're protecting the kids from dangerous vaccines. Can we call a halt to it? What else do they need to know about this event coming up, and can people in New York City come see it with you?
Absolutely. On the steps of New York City Hall, say you're there to join the Vaccine Free NYC group at 1 p.m. Veterans Day. It's a holiday, public school holiday, so bring the kids. We tape for television. So prepare something to say or just stand with us with our banners. And this time I'm going to be representing, because Tony Muhammad has done a great job on behalf of the Nation of Islam, I am going to be representing on behalf of Rabbi Handler, who has made a wonderful statement to the Jewish press that was picked up by Ann Daschle's paper. And so he gave me permission to read his statement. And I am going to be calling priests and ministers to task. The last priest I spoke to about this bolted, and I thought to myself, I didn't know a priest could run that fast. So enough already. We need people to stand up and be honest and save their flock.
We talked about this, Ty. And by the way, Sally, thanks for calling in. We're going to talk to you again real soon, and let us know how that event goes. We'll be watching out for you. Appreciate you so much. Ty, you know, the whole idea is if we bring this message back into the churches, into the synagogues, into the mosques, it's lights out. It's over for the government pharmaceutical industrial complex. But for too long, they've been worshiping two things, right? Separating the worship of God and also of drugs and medicine and medical man.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the problem, is that it's like you have certain things are allowed to be discussed by the religious folk, and certain things are just off limits. And for so many years we've been taught, you know, we don't talk about these, we don't talk about politics. That's none of our business. You need to just talk about spiritual things. And you know, you've heard that saying, you're too spiritual to be of any earthly good. And I think a lot of people are coming around to that now, and it's good to see people of faith getting involved in this.
Yeah, Jeffrey, as we talk about the average folks, if we can call, I don't like the term average, but you know what I mean. Folks that are not in the media, they're just, they go out, they work for a living, they talk to one another. This is what tipped the election this year. And these are the people that many of them probably, when and if they were asked by a mainstream media or even in polite company, are you supporting Donald Trump? They probably didn't say they were because they were afraid to be labeled like racist or something.
Right. Yeah. You know, I saw that same thing happening with the vaccine community as I've been in this for 3 or 4 years now. There's a media push trying to make people that want health freedom a threat to society, and that's been the war drum beating. And I really thank God that Clinton didn't get in the Clinton crime family, because that would have been front and center, full bore. So we do have a breath of fresh air right now. We need to use this time.
Absolutely. And another thing, big thing that happened, cannabis. Three states, I think, fully legalized it all the way. Florida Amendment 2 pushed it out as a medical product now, and doctors can freely prescribe for the most part. And, you know, again, the breath of fresh air, the breath of freedom. Freedom may be eking its way back into America. I mean, I don't want to get cocky about it, but the point is there's something going on.
Absolutely, man.
Go ahead,
JJ. You're not on very often. Keep talking.
All right. I think we're going to see centralized power structures and centralized agencies like the DEA and the FDA and the CDC. Their time's coming, and I think cannabis is just a barometer. I mean, it's 20% of the U.S. population now lives in a state where recreational marijuana is legal, and the DEA still makes it a Schedule I.
Makes no sense, TMB.
It doesn't. Well, it's completely illogical, but I think we've seen that throughout this whole campaign. A lot of illogical things going on, but it's illogical for marijuana to be a Schedule I, because by definition a Schedule I has no approved medical use, right? So if it's Schedule I, it cannot have a medical use. But interestingly, the Department of Health and Human Services has a patent on the medical use of marijuana. So you can't have your cake and eat it too, government. If there's no medical use, you can't patent the medical use. But they have patented the medical use, so there is a medical use, so it can't be a Schedule I.
You said that all so well. And I'm going, why didn't they figure that out yet?
Well, it makes too much sense.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what the position is on a Trump administration on this, but I'll hazard a guess that, he'll back down the federal stance, because at any point Obama could have said, stop it with this Schedule I nonsense, and he didn't. So we'll see what happens next. But in the meantime, we're not waiting. The states are not waiting. Nullification is on. And, this is the point, to stop looking for a large centralized bureaucracy to run your life, to tell you what to do, to tell you what not to do, to tell you what to eat, all of that. The pushback is on, and we're not going to let up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know what, real quick, and I'll let JJ chime in here. We were down in Atlanta a couple weeks ago, and there was a lady there that had her child that had had a cancer. The child had cancer, and she was talking about how the cannabis oil had helped him with his seizures that he was having as a result of having brain cancer. And so the problem is, it's not just, you know, people that are in favor of medical marijuana, they're not a bunch of potheads trying to make it legal for you to smoke and get high anywhere. They're trying to make access to medicine so people can have their children's lives saved without having to move to another state. That's the reality.
Mm. Yes. And for the listeners out there, it's important for them to get activated. The patent you were talking about, if anybody has a pencil and paper, it's 6630507. Anybody can look that up and look for themselves. That the government does have a patent on it for medical reasons. And then also Ben Swan 2 days ago just came out with a video report, and it's titled, if someone wants to look this up, it's titled, Watch Cannabis Nasal Spray Stop Grand Mal Seizures in Its Tracks. And this is to say the kids, look, I just moved to Oregon. Oregon is legal. They have it legal here. And I got to tell you, everything's still functioning. People aren't falling out of cars when they're driving. Everything's fine. And people are getting access for their children who have seizures all over. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's really an amazing medicine for epileptic seizures and other types of seizures. The effect that it has on the brain, phenomenal. And so it's about medical freedom. It's about the freedom to have access to a treatment that can make someone better. The treatment should not be regulated by some government bureaucrat that knows nothing about medicine that says, oh, we shouldn't allow that because we think it's a Schedule I drug. We should have access to any treatment that could possibly improve the outcome for any patient.
Yep.
That's what health freedom is all about.
Hide the kids for a moment. Cover their ears because Ted Nugent has something to say.
Uncle
Ted. Nice going, America. Man, I love you little monkeys all across this land. I love you, your heart, your spirit, your attitude. But the most important thing right now, I really, really love your middle finger. You have a beautiful middle finger, America. I'd like to just caress that middle finger and stroke that middle finger and give it a big kiss. There, I kissed it. I kissed your middle finger. I hope it was clean.
That's Ted Nugent. But it goes on from there. Let's find out if that middle finger is clean. What does Ted say about it?
We defied the status quo. We defied the establishment. We said we're not buying this bullshit anymore. And we're pushing it on notice, executive branch, legislative branch, judicial branch. We're putting you on notice. You can either adhere to your oath to the Constitution, or we're going to roll it up in a ball, put it in the freezer, and shove it up your ass.
Okay, well, you know, if you want direct talk, Ted Nugent is your man.
Uncle Ted. I guess from Uncle Ted, we would expect nothing less than the truth with a no holes barred.
Yeah, no holes barred is right. But again, you know, Ted's he's a hunter, whether you believe in hunting or not. I mean, there's a swath of Americans that are like that, that are not represented as normal humans among the mainstream media.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of humans in America. And we can get along if the government would get the hell out of the way.
Yep.
Could it be
yep.
a new dawn in America where we get together and work it out? What was that song? It's a free-for-all. That's it. But the freedom is for all. Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box, Jeffrey Jackson as well, wrapping it up after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Gotta thank a lot of people for helping me rock the health world tonight, starting from Erin Elizabeth, our first hour talking about the old dead doctor scenario, thanks to Discovery Investigations. Erin, appreciate you being here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yep. Honored. And of course, Jeffrey Jackson, Ty Bollinger, Super Don, and Tom on the board. Anybody else we missed? Tony Harris was here, but he wasn't on the show. He was observing for the documentary Investigations next year. It'll be on the air in the spring. We'll let you know. And is anybody crying for Rachel Maddow and MSNBC? Ty, are you shedding a tear for her?
You know, I'm not really. I have to be honest. But I do want to say something real quick. Erin, I haven't got a chance to acknowledge you on the radio about this, but your lecture there at the Ultimate Lies Symposium was fantastic. You did a great job.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Ty. I know that. Yeah. Honored. I was just honored to be there, so thank you. Yeah, I was a little nervous having one of the doctor's widows in the audience, so you know. But thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be there, and I know I didn't get to tell you this, but what an amazing event you put on. It was just, I can't even describe it, so thank you.
Glad
to be a part of it. Very much.
It was awesome. It was an awesome event.
Oh,
but
I bet
that if Mr. Maddow had, I'm sorry, Mrs. Maddow had been there,
yes,
she probably would have thrown a fit about us as well.
She would have been crying over all the people freed up from the medical profession in Obamacare.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country. It's real.
What was she saying there, Jeffrey?
Well, that's called unbiased journalism. I'm sorry.
This is your life now?
Yeah. Well, I would like to thank Aaron, too. I was sitting through your lecture in Dallas there, and it was amazing. And that's the message that I'll leave, and I'll go off air. Aaron, you took on a hard topic, a difficult topic that I was too scared to take it on. I didn't know all the facts, and it was too big for me. And to see anybody out there listening, follow your heart, whether it's empowering your community or empowering anybody else, because otherwise we get Rachel Maddow, and we don't want that.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey, and that comes as a real compliment from you, because I follow your work and got to see you as well, and you're amazing, and I know you're an inspiration with what you do, so thank you.
Thank you.
Those two are the best-looking people on radio right now, because TMB, you and me, I don't know, but Aaron and Jeffrey, good-looking people.
I've got a face for radio, that's for sure.
You guys are humble. It's funny.
Anyway, so what's another takeaway here? I mean, we got a couple of minutes before we wrap, but I mean, it's a very exciting time. Again, whether you supported Trump or not, you got to be at one point step away and be grateful that we don't have the Clinton crime syndicate in office. There is change afoot. Something is happening.
You know, I think the main takeaway for me is, you know, what's the movie with Robin Williams? Carpe diem, right? Seize the day.
Yeah.
This is a good opportunity for us to continue pushing back against the globalists, to continue to fight for health freedom, because this is a good step in the right direction, I believe. And so let's not be, you know, don't sit back on our laurels. Let's keep pushing, because I think that we can win this thing. I think we can turn this country around as far as when we're looking at it from the health freedom perspective. I think there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction right now, whether it be with vaccines or with GMOs or GMO labeling, whatever it might be. I think we're pushing back at the right point. So I just encourage everyone to keep pushing back, keep spreading the truth to everyone you know.
Beautiful. Jeffrey, takeaway message?
I think the winds are back right now, so we go for it. There's a big opening, and everyone has to reach down. What are you? I ask the listeners, what are you passionate about? I know it's probably health freedom if you're listening to the show. So go out there and implement that. Like, start a website, start writing. Just throw a Periscope up in your face, or a YouTube channel, anything. Just get there, because there's a critical mass of people that are looking for information now that they have just broke away from their mainstream media. So these people are ready to listen, and I'm excited to take advantage of it.
Aaron, real quick, we're almost out of time, but any takeaway message from what you're seeing? It's a big change.
It is a big change. I have to say that Jeffrey and Ty summed it up very well, but that we just moving forward, that we have to just like you said, we are have to look forward to change and to taking control of things, getting it back into the people's hands.
Yeah. Folks, it shows that they lied to you. They lied to all of us in the mainstream media. They lied to us out of modern medical monopoly circles. And those lies do have a lifespan. And that lifespan is getting shorter all of the time. The more you speak up, the more you bring the power to heal back where it belongs, just as Ty Bollinger is doing, and Jeffrey Jackson is doing, and Aaron Elizabeth is doing, and humble little old me, RSB, trying to do as well. TMB, take us out. Tell them what they need to know, my friend.
Hey, they need to know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have take a back seat to the collective.
Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.